punching a time clock and working 9 to 5. We're talking about working around the clock, rain or shine, hot or cold, because crops and animals won't wait. Jimmy knows all about it because he lives it. And Jimmy knows what you're going through because he goes through it too. He's here to talk about it. It's seed and feed, chemicals and compost, vaccinations and irrigation. It's time for Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Hey, g'day to all you great stewards of the land. It's Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark. 79 degrees at Slap Out, 80 degrees at the May Ranch, 79 degrees at Helena, Oklahoma, 81 at Arnett, home of the famous Lori Campbell, 79 at Cheyenne, home of the secret weapon, 83 at the capital of Harmon County at Hollis, 83 at Hobart, out here in the Texas Panhandle. What we got going on out here? About the same stuff. 83 at Odell, 80 at Wellington, 80 at Miami, and 81 degrees at Palladora Canyon Reservoir. Anyway, I have more in the Texas weather on updates on the Texas Panhandle coming up here shortly. Hope everybody had a blessed Memorial Day weekend and remembered why we celebrate the Memorial Day. Lots of people at cemeteries all over Oklahoma and Texas over the weekend, and remembering the people who gave it all to keep our freedom going. So anyway, it was a great weekend. I had a interesting weekend. Oh, let me tell you what happened yesterday. I know you guys have all seen pull into the pasture, coyote chasing, or cow going in circles, chasing a coyote off away from her calf, or at least the afterbirth and stuff like that. But yesterday's the first time I've seen a pack have a whole herd of cattle cornered in the pasture. So I pulled over there off Merritt Road, south of 152 in the Red Hills, we call it, and pulled up to the gate. I seen a coyote take out of there. They was seen the cows down there in the corner, kind of, and I seen a coyote take out of there and head back to the east over there towards them big canyons over there. And I was like, well, too late for me to get in there. So I got to the next gate to open up where the cows was, and I could see what was going on. There was four more coyotes down there, and they had the cows cornered. There's five babies with these cows, and they had them cornered, and that's all I know. They were cornered, and then they heard my diesel engine. And needless to say, the five-pack of coyotes is now three-pack. And so I've never seen that before. I don't know what they were getting. They're hungry. They look hungry. And I went back last night to check on everything, make sure the thing calmed down, because those cows were not calm when I got in there. The buzzards was already feasting on the coyotes. So all was good there. Hopefully the three-pack. That's the only thing I can figure. They're hungry. And I figured it was a mom and dad and three big pups is what I figured, because one of the coyotes deceased now was probably half, I don't know, I wouldn't want to say half grown. Yeah, probably half grown to three-quarter grown pup into full adult, and then the mom didn't make it. I hate that, but anyway, they should be fooling around with the cows. So I've never seen that before, and looks like lots of people got some rains here and there all over western Oklahoma and the eastern Texas Panhandle is getting their fair share of it. Matter of fact, I'm going to have a gentleman on here, Matt Wallace, from down there south of Vega, Texas, on the show. He's a feedlot operator. He's going to come on the show later on here about 12:35, talk about the rains that are flooding the feedlots down there. I'm sure everybody's seen on social media down there north of Hereford, Texas, where those cows were, those calves, and were treading water, and cowboys on the horses trying to get them out. But anyway, I'm going to have a feedlot operator on here. His mom and dad own a fairly good-sized ranch there in eastern New Mexico. Talk to him a little bit about what's been going on out there other than the big rains. And what else we got going on? Oh, we got a livestock report coming up from the Elk City Auction, Livestock Auction Friday from Brandon. They didn't have one yesterday. I don't know if Woodward's having theirs today or not, but we'll find out here tomorrow in the morning when I see the report. Grain prices are all over the place, but first let's see what's caused all the stink over the first last night. Wheat futures were lower in overnight trading, and they're lower again today on rainfall in the southern plains and on technical signals. As much as six times the normal amount of rain has fallen in parts of western Kansas and Oklahoma and Texas panhandles in the past week, according to data from the National Weather Service precipitation page. Winter wheat conditions in the U.S. have improved in recent weeks due to ongoing precipitation in the southern plains, and I guess maybe up in North Kansas and Nebraska it's improved, but I don't think it was a little late for us down here. But anyway, harvest, the sun keeps shining today and stuff. We'll have some harvest happening somewhere in Oklahoma, I bet. About 31% was rated good or excellent in the start of last week, up from 29% 7 days earlier, according to the USDA. Despite the rain, however, many fields in the hard red winter country likely won't be harvested as drought slammed the region for most of the growing season. While the precipitation might help some fields, it's likely that many are beyond saving. There you go. They also said what it is here. There we go. Go back here. Wheat futures on the Chicago Board of Trade last week rose 11 cents. Not a monumental gain, but enough that some investors who were long the market or bet on higher prices sold their contract and booked profits. Wheat futures for July delivery dropped 9.25 cents to 606.75 a bushel overnight on the Chicago Board of Trade, while Kansas City futures plunged 16.5 cents to 802.75 a bushel, and I think it's over down over 30 today already. Corn futures were down a quarter of a cent to 603.75. Soybeans for July delivery lost 13.25 cents a bushel to 13.24 a bushel. Russian officials continue to insist the Black Sea Grain Initiative that was recently renewed through July 18th will not again be extended unless its own exports improve. The Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov, or however you say that, reportedly reiterated Moscow's stance that the agreement, which launched at the beginning of August of last year and was renewed in November and March and earlier again this month, will not be extended unless the country's demands are met. Compromise made fleeting between Ukraine and Russia on each side reportedly launched drone attacks against each other. A fire at a shipping facility at the port of Odessa was reported Monday. Ukrainian officials said the extent of the damage is being evaluated. Russia, meanwhile, has been a critical of the agreement, saying the United Nations and Western countries have failed to live up to their end of the deal. Officials said that its ag exports, including fertilizers, haven't been flowing as freely as promised. Moscow also said that only a small percentage of the ag products that have been shipped out of the Ukraine have gone to countries in need. United Nations data shows China, Spain, and Turkey were the top three destinations for the ships sailing out of Ukraine. Corn is the most exported ag product being shipped, followed by wheat and sunflower meal. Weather in the Ag Belt, storms are expected in parts of Nebraska and western Iowa today and tonight, according to the National Weather Service. Some likely will be severe, especially in southwestern Nebraska, where large hail, strong winds, and heavy rain are in the forecast. Severe weather will likely last through Wednesday, with chances of rain projected in most of Nebraska through Sunday. In southern Missouri and parts of Arkansas, isolated storms are possible, with the best chances coming this afternoon. Severe weather is not in the forecast. I don't know if you guys been looking. I know a lot of people watch Channel 4, 5, and 9, and but if you look on your Mesonet or look on your weather app on your phone, there's a lot of rain chances coming up starting tomorrow evening, I believe, all the way through the end of the week. You want to know why? because I started cutting my oats yesterday for hay. And that's why. So you guys can thank me if it starts raining again. The drought monitor map is out. We'll go over it here later on in the show, but it's really not up to date with all the rains that's been happening the last 4 or 5 days. But I honestly think the drought's far from over because, you know, I'm still having to I've got a little relief with a little bit of water in one of the ponds here where those coyotes was with those cows yesterday. But I'm going to have to hook on to the big trailer tomorrow and haul more water over there this week to fill the tanks up. We've got some nice rain. The pastures are green, but just no runoff. And I think I'm not the only one in that position. I know my buddy from down at Vinson is always texting in. I don't give a weather update for Vinson. They got their ponds filled. Over 4.75 inches of rain fell down there. I believe it's Saturday morning, sometime in that time frame. Good for them. I'm glad for them. I haven't been able to get to my place at Willow just yet. I'm trying to get down there later this evening. When it rains down there, you just stay out of there. The cows are fine. Don't worry. But anyway, I'll go down there and see if I get any water in those ponds down there. I'm betting I do. So, well, today is Stockman's Veterinary Clinic Happy Cap Hour, all hour. When we come back, I'll have more on Stockman's Vet and Clinic and Dr. Mouse coming up, and we'll talk some cattle, updated grain futures, and what cattle we're selling for Friday at Elk City. Be right back after this.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
We've been part of Western Oklahoma's ag industry since statehood. I'm Marty Maddox from Great Plains Bank in Elk City. We proudly support our local FFA labor auctions and premium sales. Our local lenders have a combined 127 years of banking experience. We handle all ag-related loans, like land purchases, farm operating loans, and stocker lines of credit. And we recently helped over 700 area farmers and ranchers with their PPP loans. Great Plains Bank in Elk City is here to lend agriculture a helping hand. Member FDIC.
It's important to keep your irrigation machines up and running during the growing season because when your crops need water, they can't wait. And when you need parts, there's no substitute for the best. Valley Genuine Parts. From gaskets and gearboxes to booster pumps and boom bats, Valley Genuine Parts make all the difference to your operation. Contact your local Valley dealer, Knutson Irrigation, 1-800-373-9325. For all your irrigation parts, technology, and service needs, or online at KnutsonIrrigation.com.
Our company is called Flow Fuel. We deliver fuel to farmers and ranchers around Western Oklahoma. So the other side of our business is we fuel fracs. We have an automated system that we fuel fracs. We go through so much volume of diesel that we get a good price on it. It's just like anything. The more you buy, the cheaper the price. So we buy so much volume that we get a better price, and we're allowed to move that over to the ranchers and farmers. Our whole thought process was, you know, we're making money with this. Let's start fueling some farmers and move that price break over to them. Yes, price is the first thing, but reliability, knowing that when you call and ask someone to show up, they show up, do what they say. I really am prideful about doing what I say. I want to always be there. I want people to call me and know that I'm going to show up and do what I say.
My name is Jamie Washburn.
My name is Daniel Bennett. Our company is called Flow Fuel. Call 339-8111.
Call 339-8111.
Farmers and ranchers, listen up. It's time to make your life easier with the Hay Wagon from Everett's Welding and Repair in Visalia, Oklahoma. The Apache Hay Wagon hauls multiple bales of hay and helps reduce waste. Less waste means more money in your pocket. It'll pay for itself over time, plus make your life easier. What a deal. See all they have to offer at everettswelding.com. Again, that's everettswelding.com. And be sure to check out their ads inside the Penny News.
SEI Agritech in Elk City is now an Oklahoma authorized distributor for Avanta Seeds, offering Avanta Seed in corn, forage sorghum, and milo. Advanta Seeds is focused on sustainable agriculture and providing farmers with quality seed. Advanta is now offering 0% financing through December 2023. So stop by SEI Agritech on South Randall or give Kent a call at 580-225-0317 for more details on Advanta Seeds. The future begins with the seed.
Hey, all you Western Okies and Texas Panhandlers. This is Jared Clark with South Star JCB, and I've got a JCB with your name on it. Check us out on the web at SouthStarTXJCB.com. That's SouthStarTXJCB.com, or give me a call, 469-325-7466. 469-325-7466. Thank you, and God bless you.
Oh, Jimmy's all wound up and ready to go. Here comes more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Welcome back from the Stockman's Vet Clinic break. I picked Wellington, Texas. 81 degrees currently there. Heat index is 83. Humidity's 57. Dew point 64. The wind's out of the southeast at 7, with wind gusts all the way up to a whopping 11 miles an hour. Month-to-date precipitation, 6.49 inches of rain at Wellington. That's quite a bit for them. Good. The more the merrier. 8-inch soil temperature is 72 degrees at Wellington. All right, let's see if we'll get some update on our, if I can find it, there it is. Let me update it, circulate it out here a little bit. Yeah, all the greens are just totally in the red. Corn for July is down over 10 at 593, September 518. Soybeans are down almost 40 at 1297 for July, 1220 for August. And soybean meal is down a little over 7 at 395.10. A short ton for July. Soybean oil, July 46.13. Hard red winter wheat is down over 36. July 782 a bushel. September 779 a bushel. Oats for July 343. September 345. And cotton is actually in the green. And July is 83 cents a pound. October's 81 cents a pound. Live cattle for June 168.75. August 167.17, October 171.35, December 174.80. Feeder cattle for August 237.52. Looky there, I knew it was going to go over 240 sooner or later. September feeder cattle at 240.60. June 79.97 for lean hogs, 79.52 for July. August lean hog 78.80. Let's see what's going on. Oil, S&P, Dow's are all down, NASDAQ's up. West Texas Intermediate for July is 69.35, August 69.50. Natural gas is at 228 for July, 236 for August. Okay, let's see what, let me find, there's Brandon. All right, here's what happened at Elk City Friday. There was 673 head sold. Steers, 270 pounders from Altus, 334 a pound. Some 328s from Elk City brought 304. Some 489s from Duncan brought 275 per hundredweight. Granite, 497s brought 274. Eric, some 548s. Cutter Bulls, 254. Granite had 9 head of steers, weight 557, brought 264. And from Leedy, 609, average weight 19 head, brought 239. Heifers still looking pretty good. 400 pound, 36. 600 pound heifers brought 214. From those 670, brought 115. One bulls with top bred cows were bringing anywhere from 9. So that's what was happening. Selborne, there. All right. Keep an eye on your pets. Is ticks, diseases, production, and weight gains. And a program with spring calving. It's time to plan spring calf working programs. Call and work together on schedule services. Remember, is the most important nutrient. Check your regularly. Proudly serving full service to all species. In 80225. 0200 to schedule a visit for after hours emergencies. Speaking of ticks, gentlemen, I don't even remember who it was, over at Sayre, seen over at Sayre, and I guess he had went out some tall stuff, either brush or grass or anyway, he was covered with ticks. It is tick season. I think they're going to be probably more worse now than ever, not ever, but, you know, than usual, just because of the extreme wet weather we've had, and then they, you know, ticks thrive on this stuff. But one of the sure signs of warm weather is the surge of ticks. I know so many people who have already been bit, and this raises a big question on what to do. Ticks are the carrier of many diseases, not only for humans, but pets too. Unfortunately, since antibiotics don't show up in our bloodstream after a tick bite for 4 to 6 weeks, after the bite, initially testing is usually normal. I will also venture to say that in many cases, follow-up testing is also normal. We have all been told about these following myths. If a tick is on for less than 24 hours, then you can't get an infection. You only have Lyme disease if you get a red bullseye rash. If Lyme's disease is negative, if your test is negative for Lyme's and you don't have Lyme disease, you don't need to send the tick off for testing because we don't have Lyme's in Oklahoma. You can't have Lyme's disease if you don't recall having a tick bite. That's a silly. Wonder who come up with that one. Okay, myth number one, amount of time a tick is adhered to your body. There are some infections that can occur in less than, as little as 15 minutes. Rocky Mountain spotted fever and tick-borne relapse and fever have been known to transmit their disease in less than 30 minutes. However, if you look at the CDC guidelines, as they say, it takes 24 to 48 hours, and if attached less than the likelihood of getting Lyme disease is low, but admits that the other ones mentioned can occur in a faster amount of time. Take home point, if you get sick and the tick was on you less than that, you can not only have one of the infections ticks carry, but Lyme disease and co-infections should still be considered. Myth number two, the bullseye rash. CDC states that 70 to 80% of infected persons will develop a bullseye rash anywhere from day 3 to 30 days later. The red rash starts around where the tick was attached and later will appear a lighter color in the middle, creating the bullseye. This is not the same as the small red bump that occurs with the bite itself and typical of all bites. This rash is often accompanied by fever, chills, body aches, joint pain, and fatigue. I have diagnosed many, many people, she says, with Lyme or their co-infections, and yet not to have one patient recall a bullseye rash. So I really think this is less common than reported, especially for co-infections. Number three, negative Lyme test. Our ability, in my opinion, beautiful. Truly, antibiotics don't appear for 4-6 weeks after the bite, and often even later than that. There are over 100 species of Lyme and their co-infections occurring, and current testing is very limited. So, anyway, no matter what the CDC says. You know what the CDC's got into the last 3 or 4 years. Lyme, myth number four, Lyme's disease is not in Oklahoma. Lyme used to be only in the northeastern part of the United States, but is now found in almost every state. There are companies trying to track the different infections across the state. While the majority infections are upper northeast, and there are cases still being found all across the United States. Number five, no tick bite. These tick you and fall off and realize you had a bite. So this is false. In addition, there are some showing, they are showing some of the infections that can be transmitted by other vectors like mosquitoes. If you get a tick, there's always many ways to remove it. Here's a general guideline. Last but not least, grasp a tick as close as you can to your skin as possible. Slowly pull upwards, taking care not to squeeze or crush the tick. Keep pulling gently in a steady upward motion. The tick will eventually back itself out because it doesn't want to lose its head. Clean the bite with soap and water or antiseptic. Evaluate the needs for antibiotics. Anyway, all kinds of does. Consider sending your tick for testing. I don't know where you send them, but I'll find out and carry this on because ticks are going to be bad. And like I said, one of the farmers was out fixing fence or something the other day. He come in and his whole body was covered with ticks. So keep a lookout out there. So let's take a break, a Stockman's Vet Clinic break. When we come back, I'm going to talk to Matt Wallace from Texas and see what's going on out in the Texas Panhandle as far as all this rain they've been getting. Them little clouds have been hanging out over there quite a bit. So we'll be right back after this.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Come and get it. Are you a farmer or livestock producer? Then you're invited to attend one of several ribeye steak dinners and informational meetings courtesy of Ag Defense Risk Management. They'll be sharing the latest details on recent changes to subsidized programs offered by the USDA through federal crop insurance that helps to manage risk you face related to lack of rainfall and falling cattle prices. Leave your checkbooks at home and plan on attending their next meetings. Tuesday, May 30th at the Ouachita County Activity Center in Cordell, and Tuesday, June 6th at the Gary Sale Barn in Gary, Oklahoma. Ribeyes will be served at 6:30 p.m., RSVP is not required. For more information, visit their website at agdefenserm.com or call 580-454-4367. Best defense is Ag Defense. Ag Defense is an equal opportunity employer. Hope to see you there.
Do you love the great outdoors? Maybe you enjoy trap shooting or skeet shooting, or maybe getting some target practice in at the firing range is your thing. If you're that person, you love guns. Hobart Farm and Garden has a whole room dedicated to guns, gun safes, ammunition, and more. It's quite impressive. You got to go check it out. They are Western Oklahoma's platinum Browning dealer and Glock stocking dealer. They're located at 1030 South Monroe in Hobart, Oklahoma. If they don't have it, you don't need it. Hobart Farm and Garden.
I was a teacher, and so I taught him in high school. What I always noticed about Mickey was what a leader he was. And part of it is because he's so willing to do the work himself. We had a incident this past December. Had the freeze in Mangum, had a pipe bust in the wall, and it's just a mess. And Gary called Mickey, and honestly, the plumber did arrive first, but Mickey and his daughter were right behind him. They brought tools, and they helped Gary clean out the bedroom, and they mopped the floor, they took the carpet up. And when they left, I told Gary, I said, we couldn't live in a better town because that would never happen anywhere else. And we're very thankful to have him. I'm Celia Nippert, and Gary and I use Mickey Lively because we know that when we have a need for our insurance, that Mickey and Farm Bureau will take good care of
it. Hi, I'm Mickey Lively. I'm an insurance agent with Oklahoma Farm Bureau. My office is located in Greer County. Call me anytime at 580-782-3827.
A good morning to all of Jimmy's great stewards of the land. This is Drew Cobb with your Elk City Livestock Auction Market Report for Friday, May 26. 673 head were sold. 7 head of steers at 270 brought 334. 3 at 328 brought 304. 5 at 489 brought 275. 3 at 497 brought 274. 2 at 548 brought 254. 9 at 557 brought 264. 19 and 609 brought 239. 3 head of heifers at 335 brought 260. 2 at 433 brought 236. 7 at 607 brought 218. 4 at 629 brought 214. 8 at 654 brought 211. 6 at 671 brought 198. 4 at 728 brought 196. Butcher cows were 10 to 115. Butcher bulls brought 95 to 138. Bred cows were 975 to 1760. Pairs brought 960 to 2200. Elk City Livestock Auction, 3202 South Highway 6, Elk City, Oklahoma. Sale every Friday at 9 a.m. to consign. Call Brandon Hickey at 580-497-6095. That's 580-497-6095.
He loves to talk about farming and ranching. Here's more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Well, here's your northwestern Oklahoma and northeastern Texas Panhandle forecast. You know, I haven't did Cheyenne in a long, long time. So let's do Cheyenne. You know, it's the home of the secret weapon. 80 degrees, feels like 82. Dew point 63, humidity is 55. No rainfall in the last 24 hours. Winds are out of the south at 10 miles an hour today, 86 for a high. Tomorrow, partly sunny, 85. Rain starts moving back in tomorrow evening. Thursday, 50% chance of thunderstorms and 81. Thursday night, 70% chance. Friday, 78 and 60% chance. Friday night, 60% chance. Saturday, 60% chance of rain. So a lot of rain in the forecast coming up for Roger Mills County. Anyway, on the phone with me right now is Mr. Matt Wallace from out south of Vega, Texas. But where exactly do you live, Matt?
I live in Kagan.
That's right. I couldn't remember. I knew Dean told me this morning. I didn't write it down. I forgot to ask you. Hey, you guys been getting any rain out there?
Yeah, we've been getting quite a bit.
Is it helping things?
I guess, yeah. No, it is. There ain't bad. I'm certainly glad we got it, but it made stuff a little difficult to get around.
Yeah, so right now you're actually feeding at the feedlot. You're in your operations right now. Matt, tell everybody a little bit about your operation and what you got going on out there.
I work in a feed yard, about 50,000 head. Basic feed yard stuff. We just got to have had a lot of rain. And we haven't been lucky. It's been good as far as cattle-wise. We've been getting along real well. Just hard to get around. It's pretty sloppy.
Yeah. Did it dry up any over the weekend, or did you guys get hammered again Saturday?
We got I think 7/10 or 8/10 on Saturday morning.
Yeah.
But it's starting to dry up pretty good right now.
So, anyway, are the feedlots staying pretty full out there? Are they running? You know, you hear all kinds of stories because we've been culling cows and this and that. Is the feedlot still running strong?
We've been fortunate. We've stayed pretty full, yes.
I got you. And you say what, 50,000 head?
Yeah, right there. Around 50,000.
You got any secret feeding recipes you want to share with my listeners?
No, I ain't got any secrets.
Why not?
I don't know.
So have you talked to any of those guys down there south of you towards Plainview and Hereford? I know those feedlots, you've seen a lot of stuff on social media and on the news. And have you talked to any friends or anybody down there? Is everything all right down there now where they was having all that flooding in those feedlots?
Yeah, I know Hereford has been pretty – they got hit pretty hard. I've seen some pictures and some videos of my friends that sent me and talked to some of my friends. Yeah, I think they got quite a bit down there. I heard of one place got like 11 inches one night.
That's enough. That's a pond filler around here.
Yeah.
Well, we had a town. We got this small town down here in Greer County, Reed. Somebody got 8 inches down there, but they won't admit to it, and they won't text in on the text line and tell me if it really happened or not. But the weather stations and the mezzanette and all the deals were reporting it. But, you know, that's how it goes. But your family has a ranching operation over there in New Mexico, and whereabouts right there in New Mexico do you have?
It'd be, like, just across the state line, like, around Tucumcari.
I got you.
30 miles east of Tucumcari, actually.
How's the ranching going out there right now?
They've been pretty dry till just last week, and I think they got hammered, too. I think my dad said he got, like, 6.5 inches on one night. Washed a bunch of stuff away, washed a bunch of fence away. Been a little challenging, I think.
Yeah. How's the family ranch been doing the last 3 or 4 years? You guys been going through the same thing basically everybody else has. Inputs are high. Cattle were cheap. Now they're high. And had to cull cattle. Did your mom and dad have to cull any cattle out there during the last couple of years?
No, they haven't had to cut back on numbers. They keep it pretty, in other words, keeps itself going all right. I mean, we don't overstock it for sure.
Right.
They've been fortunate to have had to sell no cows except normal culls.
Right. And is there any good quail hunting out there on your mom and dad's ranch while I got you on the radio?
Yeah, it's pretty good there at their house.
Has K-Bar ever been out there?
No, I'm totally about taking, but we haven't went yet.
Oh, I'm going to fix that for you today. Expect that call.
I've already expected it.
So, anyway, there you go. Yeah, because I got me a new bird dog pup, so I'm ready to roll.
All right.
We just want to check in with you. We didn't get to talk to very many people out in the feedlots hardly ever, and just want to keep it simple with you. We all watch the weather. We watch the mezzanette, and the storms have been blowing up right out there where you're at, and it's got to be sloppy, wet, and I'm sure the cattle have been enjoying the rain, but the Here comes the flies behind the rain, right?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Can you share with us how you guys control the flies the best you can around the feedlot?
We spray the bug flies, and we turn out wasps all around the lagoons and even in the pens.
Right. And then I know some of the feedlots put some garlic and stuff in their feed to help with the cattle. Do you guys do anything like that?
No, we don't do anything like that.
I got you.
So
anyway, well, I'm going to let you get back to feeding because I can. I know you stopped for a minute to talk with me, but get that auger going. Cows are waiting on you.
All right. Thank you.
Thanks, Matt. Appreciate you coming on.
Yep. See you later.
All right. Bye. Busy guy. Well, anyway, I got something here on the text line I wanted to share with you guys. Blah, 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 blah. There's a gentleman texting in. He's got some wheat hay for sale. 1,600-pound bales on the weight. So there's big boy bales there. If you need any wheat hay, and I'm just guessing it was put up good, 253-7524. I'm guessing it's in around here in the Elk City area. That's 243 number. But anyway, give them a call if you want to. 1,600-pound bales, so that ain't them baby bales. Anyway, good news. My man Sugar Daddy, he's home from Oklahoma City, recovering. He's going to be down for a while. But anyway, wishing him the best of in his recovery stage here. Glad to see he's home, and hope he feels better. Brian Silt, prayers were answered with you. Everything went good, and behave, and don't make Sandra's life miserable, okay? That's all I'm asking. Don't make Sandra's life miserable. She's a good lady. So anyway, well, let's take a break, a Stockman's Vet Clinic break, and then we'll come back. We'll talk some more about the USDA, and maybe I have the finally came in. I have the sale barn report from Texas and Oklahoma. Look pretty good. We'll be right back after this.
Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
We will be an ag bank forever. There's just no way around it. Western Oklahoma, that's kind of a big deal around here. And we like to structure that stuff to where it fits your operation. You know, one size doesn't fit all. We're able to take what you need and have it fit you specifically. It helps guys with their cash flow. It gives them a little relief knowing they don't have to come up with a payment during the slow time of the year. They're not having to sell calves early to make a payment. I'm Jason Redd, and I help make the difference at First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sayre.
Member FDIC.
Cattle have to eat. When grass runs short and you want to strengthen your herd, go with Hi-Pro. For Hi-Pro, go to Cowman's. Cowman's Feed and Ranch Supply in Erie specializes in bulk feed. It's always in stock, and prices are good. And the way they take care of you is even better. If Gary Mills says he'll do it, it gets done. Every time. It's nice to know a place like Cowman's is around to help ag producers here at home. Cowman's Feed and Ranch Supply, 117 West 2nd in Erick. Call 526-3070.
Mosey on down to Hobart Stockyards Weekly Cattle Sale. It's located on Highway 183 North in Hobart, Oklahoma. The sale is every Wednesday at 9:30. If you need to consign, call Rex Fleming at 580-331-8547. They receive cattle all day Mondays and Tuesdays. Buyers can bid in person or online. Hobart Stockyards, where we want your business and do appreciate it.
Is your cattle mineral investment being washed away? Weather can cause conventional mineral to absorb water and blow away. Simply put, your cows probably aren't eating it. That's why Purina created Wind and Rain Storm Mineral, a weatherized mineral that can stand up to the elements. Its larger particle size makes it harder to blow away and easier for water to pass through it. Keep money in your pocket. Contact Farmers Union Co-op of Elk City today.
Your tractor has a flat tire out in the field. Or you're on a construction site and your truck tire is flat. So you call down to Blair. They answer the phone and somebody comes to wherever you are to fix your problem. They come to you. Blair Tire and Feed has 8 people who work like dogs to take care of you. They carry Firestone, Michelin, and some other tires. Blair Tire and Feed. They're at the corner of Highway 283 and 19. For on-site tire service, call 563-2692. 563-2692. They come to you.
Once again, a good afternoon to all of Jimmy's great stewards of the land. This is Drew Cobb with the Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction Market Report for Monday, May 22nd. 788 head were sold. 4 head of steers at 361 brought 295. 13 at 503 brought 276.50. 3 at 685 brought 212. 4 at 759 brought 210. 27 at 937 brought 188. 9 at 965 brought 192. 24 at 1021 brought 177. 4 head of heifers at 329 brought 257. 13 at 428 brought 240. 8 at 544 brought 221. 10 at 569 brought 224. 33 at 743 brought 190.50. 7 at 809 brought 186. 2 at 838 brought 181. Butcher cows were 10 to 110.50. Butcher bulls brought 70 to 140. Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction, exit 71, Clinton, Oklahoma. Sale every Monday at 10 a.m. To consign, call Brandon Hickey at 580-497-6095. That's a 580-497-6095. And before I go, I'll let you know that Jimmy Clark can build a snowman out of rain, drown a fish, and tie his shoes with his feet.
Yay!
Now, back to more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Oh, mercy, Mr. Cobb. All right, here is your Hobart Farm and Garden Long Ranger forecast, and I picked Hobart for the Long Ranger today. Currently, it's 82, feels like 84. Dew point 64, humidity's 54, 24-hour rainfall, 0. West winds, 4 miles an hour. Sunset at 8:43, mostly sunny and 88. Today was going to be the warmest day of the next 10 days, looks like, according to the weather right now. Tomorrow, partly sunny and 87, but starting Thursday all the way through Saturday, you have a 60% chance of rain every day and every night. Thursday, 86 for a high. Friday, 82 for a high. And 81 for a high on Saturday, and just not a lot of wind going on. So all week long, it's going to be a nice week. And then plus rain. I'm never going to downplay rain. Okay, here we go. Let's check out what happened in Texas and Oklahoma last week in the sale barns. Let's start with Texas. Compared to last week, feeder steers and heifers sold mostly $5 to $10 higher. Trade was fairly active on good demand. Rain in the area made for muddy conditions but benefited local pastures. Slaughter cows and bulls were steady to $4 higher. Supplies included 83% feeder, 13% slaughter, and 3% replacement. I haven't seen that 3% on the replacement in a long time, so it shows people are maybe purchasing some to put out on that newly grown grass. 4,446 head went through the sale barn compared to 3,800 last week, and they had 5,134 head went through there last year. A few numbers here. Here's a bunch of 17 that weighed 322 steers, brought 315. Some 5 weights here, 67 head, average weight 586, brought up to 277 with 243 being the average price. And then here's some 700-pound steers, 127 of them, 765 average price, 205.94 was average price. 765 was their average weight, sorry. 800-pounders here, 230 head, average weight, 823, average price, 202.84. That's a little over $1,600 a head. Compared to last week, feeder steers in Oklahoma were $3 to $8 higher. Heifers were $2 to $5 higher. Steer and heifer calves sold $6 to $12 higher. Demand was extremely good for all classes. Slaughter cattle moved higher this week, gaining $1 in the south and $4 to $5 on dress bases in the north. Cattle futures trading mostly in the green. Good rains across the Texas Panhandle into western Oklahoma this past week is definitely taming the drought conditions in those areas. Up to 8 inches fell in some areas. Some areas seeing grain pastures that haven't seen that in some time. Slaughter cows sold $2 to $4 higher. Bulls $1 to $2 higher. Packer demand was very good. 29,642 head went through the sale barns last week compared to 19,000 the week before and 25,000 a year ago. Let's see what happens with some of these prices here. Let's go. Here's a big bunch of 331 weights, brought anywhere from $3 to $3.31, with $3.20 being the average price for some three weights. 212 head that weighed $4.22 on the average, brought anywhere from $2.52 to $3.07.50. $288.28 was the average price. And then we got some 500 pounders in here somewhere. There they go. 290 head from Oklahoma sold for, that average weight was 524, sold from anywhere from 238 to 284. 270.47 was the average price. And then we have 255 head that weighed 573, 235 to 280, with 250.88 being the average price. And then we had some unweaned 572s, brought 247. There you go. So anyway, cattle market is still good. I don't see it going down for quite some time anyway. Back to the U.S. drought monitor that came out late last week, or middle of last week, that just got posted today on my website. It's going to change again when they come out tomorrow. Yeah, it should be out tomorrow. The new update should be out tomorrow. Still in the D3 in far western Oklahoma and very tip of the eastern Oklahoma, Texas Panhandle, and the northern tip of the Texas Panhandle, and the D3. All the Oklahoma Panhandle is in D3 or D4. But right there, if you look the map up yourself, man, Kansas is just probably a third of that state, at least a fourth, is in a D4 drought still. The southwestern tip of Kansas is, has went from a D4 to a D3, but that still means they're in a drought. Other than that, man, California looks good. I mean, everything looks pretty good. There's dry areas, there always will be. And they keep talking about Illinois and Iowa having a really dry spot. Speaking of that, let's just go to that. The final full week of May was the driest in 30 years for the U.S. Corn Belt, according to data from the Weather Trend 360. The dryness is favorable for field work, and a majority of corn planting has been wrapped up across the main producing states. Now farmers are shifting their focus to moisture. Recent dry conditions have increased in various areas, where areas included abnormally dry to drought conditions are cropping up on the U.S. state's drought monitor. And if you look at this deal from Weather Forecast 360, if you'll Google that, it'll bring it up. It looks like all of the western parts of the West Plains, all Texas Panhandle, parts of the Kansas and western Oklahoma, you're in the green. But right through the Mississippi Delta, all the eastern Oklahoma, all the way up into the Panhandle, a little dry for them for this time of the year. Abnormally dry conditions are seeping into eastern portions of Iowa, Illinois, and western Indiana. These areas will likely degrade further, and abnormally dry conditions could be expanded in the next drought monitor coming up. When? Tomorrow. Anyway, as May closes out and June begins, the heat will shift further east and south into the core of the Corn Belt. The start of June, weekend in June 3rd, will be the third hottest in 30-plus years, according to the data from the Weather Trends 360. Unfortunately, the dry weather is set to continue as the mercury rises, which has started to raise concerns for soil moisture, especially as evaporation rates increase with the heat. This forecast is going to be one of the driest starts to June in 30-plus years for the Corn Belt. If moisture isn't realized soon, more areas of the Corn Belt will fall into the abnormally dry to drought conditions. Current forecast models indicate a shift in the pattern towards the middle of June. If realized, this should bring more precipitation to the Corn Belt. However, if the precipitation doesn't materialize, the drier regime continues, issues will develop with the corn crop. Prices will go up, and then somebody will get a shower. Prices will go down. Just normal, everyday market stuff there. All right, let's see here. It is Hay Day Tuesday. I got time for that. Today is Hay Day Tuesday on the Stockman's Vet Clinic. Happy Cap Hour. Let's start with alfalfa. Let's see here. Texas, $365 to $450 per ton. Delivered. Wyoming's $300 a ton. Oregon is $410 a ton. Nebraska's $270 a ton. New Mexico anywhere from $265 up to $375 a ton. Missouri premium alfalfa $180 to $300 per ton. And Kansas is $250 to $350 a ton on premium alfalfa. Down here in the grass department on the hay sales, what happened last week, California anywhere from $330 to $360 a ton for premium, $260 for good. Kansas $160 to $200, $100 to $265 delivered on good. Missouri $175 for premium grass hay. Montana $250 to $300 per ton on premium grass hay. Nothing available in Oklahoma. Oregon $350 to $400. Texas $240 to $410, and that $410 being delivered, and $208 to $350 delivered on good hay quality. How about that? Cotton planting is going on. I know it is. Jimmy Rhodes down there in Ouachita County, had his planter going yesterday, and then Buddy David Meisner, he's planting some cotton. He sent me that picture, and I really think I know where that barn is, but I hate to guess. But I bet he's somewhere between Elk City and Canute, if I was guessing right. They're putting cotton in the ground. Everything is going good. Cotton plant is going good. Rain on the peanuts. I know there's guys chomping at the bit to get some alfalfa cut down and get it put up. And rain just keeps coming up in the forecast. So everything's good. We got that going on. What else we got going on? Oh, liability. I read this deal from Texas A&M AgriLife Extension on their law blog, believe it or not. I read it every now and then. Anyway, that you sign all these liability waivers when you go into on a horse ride or something like this and everything. Well, some lady down here in Texas, the El Paso Court of Appeals recently enforced a liability waiver against a party injured when she fell off of a horse in Green versus Latita's Capital Partners lawsuit. Go past that. The case is a great reminder about the law surrounding liability waivers and how they can be an important part of risk management plan. So in June of 2020, Sherry Green and other members paid to go on a sunset trail ride at the Latita's Resorts. Prior to the ride, Sherry signed a release. It was labeled in bold capital letters. The release noted a number of potential risks with Sherry initial, and then provided that she waived any claims, including negligence on their claims against the resort. The ride began and ended at the stables. On the return to the stables, the group was walking next to the golf course when the underground sprinklers activated, making a hissing sound that spooked the horses. Sherry fell off her horse, resulting in bruises and a fractured wrist. The guide testified Sherry's horse sped up for a few steps when the sprinklers went off and Sherry fell off. Sherry and her husband testified that her horse bucked wildly and violently threw her off. Anyway, the court appealed. They're on the resort side that she signed liability waivers and all this. Just a reminder, if you got something going on your own land, be careful what you got going on there. How's that? I hope you guys enjoyed today. I'll see you guys tomorrow. It's the Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark, and God bless.